Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you? As you know, I'm a podcaster. As a singer, songwriter, artist, I'm truly an artist. But over time, you know, because of the adversity of not reaching the dreams to get a major recording contract, which still is the case, and the dream of reaching the music industry as an indie artist, I developed and became reluctantly an intellectual as well. I may look like an intellectual. My room is filled with books and so on, but I consider it an asset, a good thing. Because being an artist, as I was for many years, I dress the part, I act the part. Sometimes, I got tired of trying to act the part. And as I got older, I feel I don't need to act the part or look the part as much. I had to truly be who I am. It's because I had so much adversity in being an artist, a starving artist, as well as a starving student. And one of the reasons is because of the trauma, adversity that I experience. As you know, I have talked about the traumas, which I don't need to keep talking about because it's time to be in more of a, update situation or progressive situation of talking about what's happening now and in the future. But the past is used as an antidote to explain and to tell how the past can affect the present in my situation. I have suffered so much trauma from all kinds of experiences that are now have affected me in more ways than one. I had dealt with things that I simply could not understand, which I consider, what is it, something to learn, or is something that's just impossible to understand or insanity from the opinion that I have. Then I realized that, you know, life is a puzzle. Perhaps it's not insanity, it's just a puzzle. Because a lot of other people have problems like me, but this is about what I need to say in relation to being an artist, intellectual. People talk and make assessments on me in my immediate environment currently and recently without actually going to me and telling me directly what's going on. I consider that kind of off base, wanting to know what's inside my home and so on, and that's nosy. Nobody who's ethical would do that. And I wouldn't want them to do that because I don't care what they do in their home or their lives. If we all know that to deal with people directly is the best policy, you know, in getting things solved and to having a good outcome or amicable situation become a reality. Going behind somebody's back or saying something or whatever doesn't do anything, but it tells something is wrong with the situation. But the thing that I have to say is that I like to deal with the people directly, and that's the best policy. And of course, that's the right policy for anyone or anybody on this planet if you want to get anything done, whether socially, friendships, or what you want to do something with business, or you want to do something, any kind of human interaction or concept that relates to assessments has to be done directly. If it's not done directly, then there is not only something wrong, I mean, it's just, you know, something wrong with the situation, but it's also laws against that. That's why we have confidentiality. We have confidentiality with people's personal business or with where they've been or where they live, etc., to protect each person from having ID theft and so on. I unfortunately have experienced ID theft and people getting to what I did 20 years ago or 10 years ago, which they shouldn't. And there are situations where if I had committed a crime, a serious crime, and I was a fugitive or I was in a hospital or something really serious that's done directly with, you know, law or with, you know, like with the government, then that is excused. That probably would be a reliable source to make assessments and to attend to. Unfortunately, that is not the case. I mind my business and so on. I also think that some of this inquiry from the environment outside of me, gossip, etc., has to do with perhaps with me being on camera with my videos and my music. Yes, being a celebrity of some type, whether small or big, can cause more problems than not. Because I guess when you see a picture face of someone or hear someone's music, it can invite people that I simply did not know and would not want to know. You know, there have been incidents where celebrities have dealt with stalkers or obsessed fans or people who just knows and want to know who I am and what I am. Well, I tell the truth honestly on these podcasts, and I'm a truthful, honest person. But we have to have boundaries, and we have to laws. If people want to get to know me or want to understand what I am as an artist, then they should contact me directly. That's how people get signed a record contract or people get into the business dealings directly, not behind someone's back. Of course, the only one I know, only instance I know that when people don't do things directly is that they've got some ulterior motive. They might be a criminal, which is the case with me. I'm dealing with people who are criminals, and they're just got something wrong with them mentally. And I'm dealing with that too. But I have to realize I have to have a realistic, reality-based concept in dealing with things. As long as I know what's going on and aware, I would be fine. But I also have to be aware to protect myself from these individuals who do not know how to have basic etiquette values in dealing with everyday life people. Because if we succeed and we become good law-abiding citizens, we know how to deal with people by going to them directly. And as people said, and government officials and so on, or just plain old people that I deal with, we deal with people directly. That is the way you live in the United States of America, and I'm sure around the world. We don't deal with people directly like, ooh, guess what? I found out what's his name who lives up in so-and-so had worked here. He was living here. Now, that's kind of nosy. Now, we do have gossiping people all the time, gossiping hens, as they say. And, you know, those type of people you want to stay away from because those are not good people. We all gossip about things related to celebrityism or things that are, you know, in the media regarding the president or so on, and that's normal. But when it comes to a neighbor like me or you who we don't know and do it all the time, or somebody we don't know directly involved, then then something is wrong with this picture. We don't get Social Security statements of other people because that's ID theft. That's illegal. That's confidentiality. We don't go and trespass and look at someone's home or make allegations about it because that's kind of crazy. That violates the law. That's a criminal. That's criminal acts. Whether you know somebody or do, you go to them directly, and that is basic common sense, and that's what I was told, and that's how you deal with things, and it is the law. But as I am an artist, an intellectual, and I guess I have some celebrity, I would like people, if they want to get to know me, knock on my door and ask me, come up to me and say, are you Dove Knight? I say, yes, and then I can deal with them. Of course, there are misunderstandings to how I explain because trauma and adversity have affected me in ways that cause people to make preconceived notions about me without knowing the truth or say things, that has nothing to do with me personally. But then I realized I had to let that be over time because if someone has an opinion or a conclusion about me that's not true, then fine. I can't change people's minds. But I will say that if it's broadcast or published or like a paper or something like spread gossip that can hinder my reputation, then it does concern me, and that's it, and that could involve, you know, legal situation of defamation of character and so on, because we don't need to be spreading false allegations about people or making assessments of people that don't pertain to the truth. And if it does pertain to the truth, then something is wrong with that picture too, because that is still a form of defamation, perhaps. I mean, to deal with people, we deal with neighbors, be nice to them, and we let people be. Unfortunately, I didn't experience those basic concepts in my life. Unfortunately, I experienced trauma, adversity, or nosy people, or people who I haven't seen in years, or people who I simply want to know. And there are always nosy people. There's always people who got mental illness or some ulterior motive or something. But I don't like to think of things like that. And perhaps my celebrityism has invited people from the music industry to get involved and to question who I am, why I'm doing this, and so on. If they want to get to know me, they can always contact me directly. That's how you deal with people in the music business about my music and so on. And then I would give them the truthful, honest answer, and it would be an amicable conclusion to all this. However, if people are going to stay in the background and gossip or so on and so on, something is simply wrong with that situation, opinion-wise. I'm sure universally somebody would say something is wrong with that. But I can't worry about that. I have to worry about just keeping serene. Serene means keeping at ease with myself. Live my life on my own terms and do what I need to do. Because I may not look like an artist, like someone on stage, but I'm simply who I am. I involve into an intellectual as well. And that's who I am, an artist, and I use my intellect. And one or the other brings about some sort of serenity to be who I need to be. And while I mind my business, I don't get into other people's business. I hope people can mind mine. Because that's the way we deal with things. Trauma and adversity has been a big, huge dilemma in my life. But I like to transcend it to make it more positive. Because in today's everyday life, the important point is to keep going, to continue to strive, to achieve goals, dreams, and to continue with my artistry, and to increase my knowledge of the world to become a better person. I cannot compare myself to others on all levels, because we're all different from one another personally. We all have different lives and different trials and tribulations, as well as different situations that affect us in our own way. So that's how we live. And to those who don't want to follow that, then they have to be assessed something to learn how to deal with human beings, whether they have celebrity status or not, or if they're simply nosy, consider looking in the mirror, because there's a lot to learn from in their own lives than from looking at others like you and me. But then again, despite all that and despite all the trauma and adversity, life goes on. I have one life to live and to do the best I can. And hopefully you live the way you want and be happy with yourself as well. Good day, good night from Dove Night.